You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is BFM 89.9. Enterprise is carrying on this time with Peppa Lim. Now, we had Mrs. Lim, that was your mom just now.
That's right.
And this time we have Peppa Lim. Now, Peppa Lim is a feng shui consultant and researcher. But you said something very interesting just now, that you use a scientific method to feng shui.
This is,
you know, everybody says feng shui is hocus pocus and all those kind of things. And what is scientific feng shui?
Alan, I used to think that feng shui also was hocus pocus years ago, but a couple of years ago, and I must stress that the research done mainly is done by my uncle, Dr. Ong Hien Tat. And he actually found some scientific basis for feng shui. Not everything can be backed up by science.
Okay.
For instance, we are still trying to search how your birth date can be related to your fate in life.
Okay.
So I don't touch those things.
Okay.
But we can tell you why certain office furniture should be a certain position. There seems to be some scientific basis for those things. Why a house shouldn't be built at a certain location, why a river shouldn't be too near to a certain, you know, home. Yeah, there seems to be some sort of scientific basis for that. And my uncle's written over 20 books. You can find it in MPH under his name, Dr. Ong Hien Tat. And they are fascinating, fascinating indeed.
For me, I just think like sometimes some of the do's and don'ts in feng shui, I think, A, it's just plain common sense. You know, when they tell you, you know, you're not supposed to have a house at the junction, it's not good. For me, I think, actually not safe. Like, anything happen, a car comes straight into your house. Like,
Correct.
It's just common sense.
Yeah. Some things are common sense, but even the common sense things, a lot of people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the weird thing, you know. I think that a lot of people today would rather prefer to just not use their brains and not do a bit of research. It's a bit of hard work, you know. But I find that there's a lot of self-gratification when you find out something for yourself, you know, to be true or not true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. It's a scientific feng shui.
Okay. We're going to talk about qi then.
Good.
Okay, what is qi? It's supposed to be energy or something like that.
That's right. What is qi? Everybody tells you, get the qi flowing, get good qi into your house, get good qi into your life. So what is this qi and how do you define it? Unfortunately, no one can define it. But my uncle and I seem to think that qi could be related to the negative ions or positive ions that are in the air, sunlight. This could be what the ancient Chinese called qi, the good energy. Because you cannot see it, you cannot feel it, but you know it's there. So what is it that you cannot see, but you know it's there, and it's good for you? So one of the things that we think is qi is negative ions.
Okay.
Okay, negative ion, all around you, there's positive and negative ion. And you can do this positive, negative thing by yourself by rubbing a little bit of plastic with a bit of wool.
Okay.
Static electricity, correct? Negative and positive charges.
Okay.
So these are the things that I think is what qi is.
Okay. Then there's qi. Okay, there's qi in the environment.
Correct.
And some people say there's also qi in a human. Because I remember
going
somewhere and it was an exhibition, and this guy had this thing that he's, you know, if you carry on, it increases your qi. He made me stand in front of his camera and then showed me my qi,
the aura around
me and all that. What's that about?
Okay, the qi in a human being, we cannot quantify it yet. We haven't found any basis for that one yet.
Okay.
Hopefully, we'll find it in the future. But maybe it's more interesting to talk about qi in your home.
Okay.
Okay. We know how to increase qi in your home.
Okay.
Okay. So now, keeping in mind that qi is negative ions.
Okay.
So how do we increase negative ions in your home?
Okay.
So let me give you why negative ions are important. So this is done by Toyota. And they found that when people drive cars, they tend to get sleepy. And that's where accidents happen.
Okay.
Correct?
Okay.
So they devised this little test with this dummy car. So you just drive the dummy car. And on the screen, there'll be four corners. So they'll put lights. A light will appear on the four corners of the screen. So while you're driving this little test car, four lights will appear on one of the corners. But they don't tell you when. And whenever the lights appear, you are supposed to press a certain button to correspond with the light, you know. So they found that in a normal car, everybody did okay. Yeah. You know, they managed to press the buttons as well. No, nobody made a mistake. Then what they did was they increased the negative ions for this other test group. And they also found that they also could press the buttons as well, correctly.
Okay.
But the big difference was the people driving in a car full of negative ions were able to react which means that if you are driving in a car full of negative ions, you will be able to avoid an accident better than somebody who has a car without negative ions. Do you see the big difference
now?
Okay. So imagine now if your house had negative ions, wouldn't people be a bit more alert?
Okay.
People would be a bit more fresher?
Yeah, because sometimes when you walk into a place,
yes,
a home or a building,
yes,
you either feel it's nice, I feel welcome, I like the environment. Or you walk in there and you don't feel comfortable, you don't feel welcome, or sometimes you think, I feel down, I feel sleepy, yes, in that room.
Correct. So so people attribute to the qi.
Okay.
So what we know that if a room has got full of negative ions, you will feel refreshed and relaxed. You know, you feel that little oomph, you know.
Okay.
But a room full of positive ions,
mm-hmm,
they counter. So you will feel down and you feel lethargic and sleepy. In fact, a lot of people actually fall sick as well.
Okay.
You know, they get depressed. So what you want to do is you want to try and increase the negative ions in your house, thereby increasing the inverted commas qi lah.
How do you do it? Give us some example.
Simplest example is to buy a negative ionizer.
Okay.
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 But buy a good one, and we found a lot of lousy ionizers in the market as well. In fact, I can recommend only one brand that we know of that has. It really does what it says, what it claims to do. But those things are expensive. They're about, I think, 600 ringgit or 800 ringgit. It's quite expensive, but worthwhile, you know. Now, if you cannot get a negative ionizer, then put plants in your house. Plants actually releases negative ions.
Okay, yeah. So plants.
So put plants. And they beautify the house, you know. It makes your... And here's something else. I don't know if listeners know this, but... Having a little bit of background sound in your home can drive you nuts. Can you imagine if you heard this humming sound? It's in the background.
Uh-huh.
When you pay attention to it, you can hear it there. But when you don't pay attention to it, guess what? Your subconscious is also listening to it. And it will drive you up the wall.
Yeah, for example, people who live near highways.
Correct.
We're not talking about the honing of the cars or whatever. Is there's a rumble that in
that's
the background,
right.
Very low frequency.
That's right. And it will make you feel depressed, and you don't know why. Well, guess what? Having plants in your house will cut these things down. You're not going to sell your house and move to another house. Not everybody has the luxury,
okay,
you know.
Okay.
People do that. Well, put plants in your house. Bamboo is a great way to cut these things out. What they call the ultrasonic sound waves. You know, you somehow can't hear it, but it's there. And it's affecting you.
BFM 89.9, the business station. You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
So the same thing works then, for example, in an office environment.
Correct, yes. In the office environment now, unfortunately for us, we live in a modern world.
Okay.
It's full of computers and servers and PABX systems and all that. Well, the air conditioning, if you have the old air cons, they all give out positive charges. That's
okay.
Why the modern air cons now come with ionizers.
Okay.
You see?
Okay.
So, for instance, I was at this big... television station,
mm-hmm,
and I asked them, I said, you know, when you guys are working late at night, when there's only a couple of you, do you feel a presence? And they were like, yeah, how did you know? And I was at the Securities Commission as well. I asked them, is sini ada hantu or malam-malam? Ah, yeah lah, ada lah. How did you know? Well, actually, it's not the hantu, actually. What happens is, these little equipments in your, you know, in the office increases the positive ion and the positive charge in the environment. And there's only one of you in there. Guess what happens to the hair at the back of your neck or the hair in your arm?
Okay.
It will stand, doesn't it?
Okay.
It will stand out. And then you start to think that, oh, there is a presence here. No, it's not. It's normal, common sense, static electricity.
Okay.
Okay. So if you want to work well, increase the negative ion, the negative charges, the human being would work better in the environment. Okay, so in the office environment, where they're full of computers and all electronic equipment, get your boss to put more plants in your office or buy an ionizer.
Okay.
That's it.
You were sitting for quite a while in the BFM office here.
Yes.
Studio. What did you feel from here?
Okay, the BFM office, I think, is laid out in a very nice and a family-like manner. You guys have a very open office where you just sitting up straight from your chair, you can see your friends, you know. And human beings thrive on these sort of things. You know, we are social beings. So we like to see other people. We don't like to be cooped up in little cubicles by ourselves where we don't see anything else but four walls and a little computer screen, you know. So this is really nice. For your office, I would say that the lighting system could be better.
Okay.
Right now, you're using fluorescent lamp.
Okay.
And fluorescent lamp has been linked to depression.
Okay.
Okay, so now if you... Now, not everybody would be depressed by a fluorescent lamp. You understand that,
I just find any room that has a fluorescent lamp, I just find it totally boring. That's my reaction.
Okay, so for a person like you, get your own lamp.
Okay.
Get it with the proper bulb.
Okay.
You know, it will take up more electricity. But you know, if you're going to be depressed, counter it with your own table lamp.
Okay.
You know, put the normal lamp, not the fluorescent lamp.
Okay.
Okay. Another one is human beings like form. They like straight lines. They like balance.
Okay.
So they it's like the yin and yang. You know, the left must balance with the right. And this is normal human. You know, we like that. You know, like for instance, on a white piece of paper, any black dot, and then all of a sudden, oh, there's a black dot on a piece of paper. Why didn't you look at the rest of the paper? It's all white.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but this is human beings. You know, this is what we are. So try and keep your office neat and tidy. You know, try and have straight rows. You know, so these are the little things that people can do to make the chi and the energy flow better in the office. Simple things like these.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then, you know, some people, when they talk about feng shui, they talk about, sharp edges. You shouldn't have sharp edges towards you and things like that. What is your comment on things like that?
Okay. Depending on the sharp edges. Now, these sharp edges actually come from pillars, actually. We found that. There's a little bit of scientific backing for that.
Okay.
Now, this infrasound and ultrasound can travel. And they only travel really well on solids, not in air.
Okay,
like for instance, the elephants, they also produce infrasound. You know, and the infrasound can be heard miles away by another elephant group. Okay, but the human being cannot hear it.
Okay,
so now this infrasound can also travel, and they travel really well in buildings. So a rumbling from another part of the building will travel through the pillars. And these pillars are the ones normally have the sharp edges.
Okay.
So if you sit next to a pillar, you will feel the rumbling. And you will feel that little uneasiness, you know, because you are sitting next to the pillar. That's why the feng shui master always tells you, move away from the pillar. They can't tell you why.
So
now you know why.
Okay,
now you know why. Huh?
They tell you
Yeah, so they always tell you, the pillar represents a chopping knife.
Okay.
And it's next to you. Yeah, the old ancient explanation is that, but the scientific explanation is, if you want to try, put your hand next to a pillar in anywhere in your building, not the wall, but the pillar.
Okay.
Put your hand next to it, and you'll feel vibrations.
Okay.
And these are the vibrations that will affect the human being.
Another thing they say in the office, you shouldn't sit with your back towards a window or something like that, because they said that there's no protection or that. What would be the scientific basis to that?
Okay, very good. Oh, Ellen, you are you sure you're not a student of you are. Okay, very good. Okay. Yes. Now, we also found that in the world is also affected by little things called electromagnetic energy.
Mm-hmm.
That is why you're not allowed to build a house next to the pylon high tension wires, the where TNB is, you know?
Okay.
So you cannot build, because the human being will be affected by these things, the electromagnetic energies are coming out from these things, you know? You know, electricity and magnets are related, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So if there's electromagnetic energy coming in, where would it come in?
Through the window.
Through the little thin glass you call the window, or through the thick wall?
Okay.
Through the window. But you don't know if there is electromagnetic energy coming in or not until you use a meter to check. So what we did was a couple of years ago, we bought about 5,000 ringgit worth of this kind of equipment to be able to detect electromagnetic, radio waves, microwaves, positive ion counts, negative ion counts. We bought this equipment. So what we can do is we can bring this equipment to your office, to your home, and check and see whether this particular room has got an increase or abnormal amounts of, you know, whatever, you know, magnetic waves or negative ions or positive ions or whatever, or radio waves, you know. We can tell you then. Until those meters come in, we don't know. Okay. But if you want to play it safe, then yes, don't sit next to the window.
Okay.
But again, not every office has this. Is bombarded by this counter energies.
Okay. When you talk about traditional feng shui, okay, yeah, you will have, for example, you say it's energy, negative energy coming. But then every year,
yep,
positions change. You know, everything goes. How do you explain the change in positions? Like this year, your door facing this direction, very good. Next year, bad door. You know?
Okay. Unfortunately, we cannot find any scientific basis for those things. So right now, we don't touch on those things. Okay, mm-hmm. But we can tell you, generally, in Malaysia and anybody living to the north of the hemisphere, okay, should have their homes facing away from the North Pole.
Okay.
All right. Now, there's a reason for that. Now, scientifically, we do know that there is something called cosmic radiation. All right. Now, if you go to NASA's website, you can read about cosmic radiations. In fact, the space shuttle, when they go into outer space, is bombarded by this cosmic radiation, and it makes the astronauts sick. And unfortunately for the Earth, cosmic radiation come in through the North and South Pole, and they leave the Earth through the equator, and they'll come back in again through the North Pole. So you can imagine they are coming in through the North Pole and leaving through the equator. So if your house is facing the North Pole, then your house is in a worse position than other homes, okay? But today, you don't really have that problem anymore, because even though your house is facing north, it's usually blocked by the house in front of you.
Okay.
You know? So you don't have to worry about those things anymore. Not and a lot of people actually close their door for dust reasons and all that. So don't bother about these things much, because we can't find much scientific backing for that. You know, shifting your chair from one place to another place, we can't find any scientific basis for that.
Yep.
Okay, but I don't know, if you like that, then you go right ahead. You know?
And they always tell you need water features. You know, now that's the big thing, water features and all that.
Yeah.
So is that also, that also creates negative chi and brings in negative ions that brings in the good chi into the home?
For every molecule of water that disperses into the air, mm-hmm, you get two negative ions. And this is scientifically proven.
Okay.
So when you have water flowing in your house, it could be a good thing. It could be a good thing, but you need to take care, because one mistake and then suddenly you find your whole living room full of water. You know, the pipe burst or something happened. You know, one of the tumblers fell over. So you got to take care of these things.
BFM 89.9, the business station.